It's time to have our weekly chat about all things meteorological. That's weather to you and me. Simon Evans is on the line. Morning, Simon.
Hi, John there. Nice to hear from you, my friend. Good morning, how are you doing?
Nice to hear from you as well. How have you been then? How's the week been?
Been very busy. I went for a walk around the National Trust with Hatchlands on Tuesday. Then Wednesday I went for a walk around Bracknell Forest. I saw the Duke Edinburgh's house, did a video out there to pay my respects to his family and all that. Mm. And, yeah, I've just been very busy this week, basically.
Do you know what? I'm so lucky, I think, because I, you know, National Trust and places to go for a walk. I mean, the National Trust, there's so many beautiful places to explore on our doorstep, isn't there, around here?
It has indeed, John. You've got lots of places to go to. You've got Portland Lacey. You've got the beautiful scenery of Box Hill. You've got lots of places to go for a walk. It's amazing. We're very lucky, I'm sorry. Very lucky.
And putting you on the spot, Simon, if you had to pick one place, where would your favourite place to go walking be locally?
Leaf Hill.
Oh, it's nice up there. Yeah, I'm hoping
I'm going to go back to Leaf Hill. It's not muddy and wet next time.
Yeah,
I went there about 2 months ago. It was swamped at the bottom of the hill, so I got caught in mud. We had to go back. I tried to get over the, I think I told you, it was over the fence. Mm. It didn't work out. I'm hoping it dries out next few weeks or the next month or two, fingers crossed.
Yeah, when it gets to the end, it's lovely, as long as it's not too muddy. I've been on those walks where, you know, it just becomes a mud bath and you're sort of sliding about all over the place. And it's like, are you going to end up face first in a pile of mud? And
yeah, that's the problem at the moment out there. I went around Bracknell Forest and it's still very muddy. Let alone around my workplace, it's still flooded. I can't believe it. We're in mid-April nearly. Mm. It's a joke, isn't it, John? Literally, we should be seeing drier weather. We are getting drier weather, it's just the ground's so wet. I think there's still a lot of floods out there across the UK at the moment. I think we're still on flood warning at the moment, which is pretty serious, my sister's arguing that.
We're hearing this morning, I believe, Simon, that March has been, they've said that March is the 10th month in a row that's said to, you know, be the hottest, so, you know, this is obviously affected global warming. But, yeah, looking out there today, I mean, and this weekend, it's been glorious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's been really nice the last few days. Quite warm, above average for the time of year. I think it's 22 Celsius, the maximum high in London City yesterday, literally. I'm not joking, John, literally.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Do you know what? It feels so nice when you know, you feel like you're coming out of winter, we're in spring, and the sun's shining, you can get out in your garden and get outside, you can do stuff. I mean, it just feels good, doesn't it?
It's lovely. I did a garden in my mum's back garden yesterday. I weeded all the weeds out. I got all the citrus seeds out. There's still things coming up. It's a while until they're all up. It's been such a wet winter. There's loads of water in the ground, and it's going to take a while for the ground to dry out, but it means the plants have got plenty of water to drink for the next 2 or 3 months, so they don't have to worry about anything about dehydration. They call it a drought, literally.
Yeah, do you know what? I need to get on and work in my garden. I've kind of, I mean, putting it off because obviously it's been a bit rubbish weather, but I think, yeah, later on this afternoon, might get out there, do a little bit of gardening and sort things out myself. So there you go. The weather then, I mean, glorious today, glorious this weekend. What's going to happen going into next week then, Simon?
Well, what's going to happen next week? Well, we're talking about some very unsettled weather next Monday with northwesterly chilly wind or 43 miles per hour. It might be named storm Libya or Libby, maybe across the UK if the pressure gets low enough. At the moment, the pressure is a little bit low, but not that low. It would probably be just mainly gale force winds. That's across Woking Town local tomorrow. And it's staying unsettled next week. There are a few dry days next week. It's going to be dry, but it's not... It's just not completely dry. It's still unsettled at times. So, like I was in Bracknell Forest a few days ago, John Andrews, it was very unsettled. 1 minute it's like summer, and the next minute it's like we're in winter again. And it's just not breaking this. We're not breaking out of this wintry weather conditions completely yet. It's going to be very cold tomorrow as well. Like, you might even have frost tomorrow morning. I can't rule it out. And wintry showers tomorrow. So it's just very... very unsettled and very mixed at the moment across the UK, the weather, especially the south of the UK. I can't believe it, you know, it's madness, but there you go.
And you mentioned that we have potential of frost, potentially. I mean, for gardeners, you know, you're putting your flowers and your plants outside and then you get a frost, you know. It's trying to keep ahead of that and make sure your plants, your flowers are protected.
Yeah, you can put a bubble wrap around the plot, the pot, and do things like that. and other things. But at the end of the day, if the plant's really high up and above the ground, it's going to stick out. It's going to get hit by an air frost, which is a possibility across UK tomorrow morning. I mean, we might be up in the south, we might get away with it, but it depends on how much cloud cover we've got tonight into the morning and the next few nights, especially, I think, Monday into Tuesday next week. It's always changing the forecast. You never can guarantee the forecast from the Met Office. It could go wrong. I'm always right about it, John, especially with weather anomalies. Literally.
Yes, literally. That's your thing, isn't it, the weather? And I know. So how do you keep up? How do you monitor the weather? What sort of setup have you got there?
Well, I've got a temperature monitor in my back garden. I've got a rain gauge. And my parents have got an automatic rain gauge and a temperature. We record it automatically, so I don't have to look at it. I could look at it for about 3 or 4 months ago or so, which is quite handy. But my garden, I've got an old-fashioned, which I like to use. So it's there's also sort of variations of ways to record the weather. You can record wind on the machine. Mm-hmm. My parents actually want to record the wind speed and stuff like that. And other things as well, record devices. That's what I'm going to use. So quite handy devices. They're like Dolphin device radar, which they use for tornado chasing America, which is quite good to want to watch. I mean, I've been watching some tornado chasing America recently. I've even recorded some tornadoes in America recently on my YouTube channel, not live ones, but from above the sky on my radar scanner, which is quite handy. Well, quite entertaining, which I like doing, so I do that occasionally. And I'm looking at hurricanes across the Atlantic at the moment. That's going to be interesting this year, John. I'm looking forward to that. I wish hurricanes, but it's going to be one interesting one this year, season-wise.
Yeah.
One to watch. Literally.
I think nature, you know, and the wonders of nature, it's it's just really interesting to watch it and follow it and try and sort of understand it as well. I mean, it must be really interesting keeping an eye on the weather and following what's going on.
Better than the wildlife. I've even got a video here, which is called Live Super Incredible Wild Beautiful Butterfly. It's a butterfly, it's a peacock butterfly, which I've caught on video. I've even got a photograph of it, which is amazing. I can take a picture of it, you're on your phone, you'll look at it. But the wildlife interesting as well. How is it coping with the change in climate? It's like the slugs, they're adapting to it. Lots of interesting things like that as well, interesting, John, literally.
So your YouTube channel then, Simon A.G. Evans, you mentioned some of the stuff we can find on there. Any other highlights from the YouTube channel you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I've got, you name it, live. Well, I've got literally next week's very aggressive, serious, you name it, Arctic Blast, which is quite a good one to watch. Mm-hmm. Last night, I think it's about 54 views on that one, which is quite a good one. I published about 11 hours ago. And I've got a few other stories there, a few breaking news stories on the news channel, which I put on occasionally, which is interesting. And other stuff as well, which are interesting ones. I've got one on Australian story. I've got so many stories on there, John. It's like sort of carry on movie, literally.
Brilliant. No, it's brilliant. You've got so many subscribers. Everyone loves what you do on YouTube. And it's, you post a lot on there, but it's really interesting to watch. So you can find that online at Simon A.G. Evans. Simon, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming on today, as always. And we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, John
Andrews.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, Simon. There we go. There's Simon Evans. You can catch him on YouTube, Simon A.G. Evans. And he'll be back on this show next Sunday.